Even when knowledge of what's in the Bible grows dim, the story of the prodigal son continues to shine. What a heartwarming story. It's a tale of tragedy and suffering until the sorrowful son wends his weary way home, falls into the arms of a loving father, and lives happily ever after, just the way life ought to be. Thank you, Jesus, for telling us a story like this to make us glad. Except that Jesus' first audiences wouldn't have heard it that way. To their ears, the story was nothing short of scandalous. He told it to shock them, not to make them feel all warm and fuzzy inside. The sort of culture that existed in the Mediterranean world in those days was what sociologists call an honor-shame culture, similar to what exists in parts of Asia and in some minority ethnic communities in modern Europe. Honor is supremely important. A family has to be able to hold its head up high in the community. If a son or daughter goes off the rails, it shames the whole family. They lose a place of respect in the community. It is a tragedy that is difficult to bear. That's what the prodigal son did to his family, and especially to his father. But hey, it all ended well, didn't it? Well, yes, but not in the way you might think. In going back to his father with his tail between his legs, with a nice little speech saying, "I'm sorry," he was actually risking his life. To shame his father like that was one of the worst crimes the son could inflict on his father. How could he know how a really angry father might react? Well, we know how his father reacted. Yes, he welcomed him back with arms of love. But what would that look like in the eyes of the wider community? An act of love? No, more likely an act of weakness. Take that on board, and you see afresh the depth of God's love for his errant and rebellious children. For that is what we are. At the cross, in the words of Henry Francis Light's hymn, we are ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Today we've been thinking about the third of those categories, restored. And if we hear the story of the prodigal son the way Jesus meant us to hear it, we get an amazing glimpse of the wonder of how it can be that we can be restored.